We've got a lot going on today, and baptisms rather preach themselves, so I'm not going to say very much extra than what we're going to say in baptism. But I do just want to note what a perfect day it is to celebrate baptism. Today, on the Feast of the Reign of Christ, traditionally called the Feast of Christ the King. And I think it's such a great day for a baptism because on this day, we remember that the one we follow is Jesus, that Jesus is the one who is the Lord of our lives, who is King, if we want to use an archaic and problematic word. But if Jesus is our Lord, if Jesus is the one we follow, then that means we don't follow anybody or anything else. And we need to be reminded of that because it is so easy, day by day, to get distracted, to get wooed by impressive speakers, powerful people, people who claim to be able to tell us what to do and what to think and who we should be. The only one who gets to tell us that, and this includes your parents. Sorry, folks. My son's not here today. The only one who gets to tell us who we are, what we are called to be, is Jesus. Because Jesus is the only King of our lives. And when we are baptized, that is a way of us stepping forward to receive the gift of God and to say back to God, yes, I will make Jesus the Lord of my life. I will give myself to following Jesus. You have made me your child, a sibling of Jesus, and I will follow him. So yesterday, the kids and their parents were here for a little baptism workshop. And I didn't tell you this, but now there's a quiz. I know. But first, if there are any other kids here who want to be able to see what is about to happen, feel free to come on up and kind of hang out over here. For the rest of you, there's going to be a lot of chaos for the next 10 minutes or so. The quiz isn't 10 minutes, don't worry. So we're just going to take it as it comes. Because when the chaos is all over, we will be able to celebrate that there are 5 new baptized members of the household of God.